Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Sure is. Alright, this is really, really cool. Well Sexuality. It's a pilot study to investigate contemporary notions of sexuality and sexual health in post-colonial South Africa. Meeting some of the people behind the symposium and the workshop that's going to be taking place in March right now. Let's say what's happening to Lebohang Masango and Nolwazi Mkwanazi, who are in studio with us hanging out. And I mean, this is quite a task. It's like kind of, it's a big sentence, investigating contemporary notions of sexuality and sexual health in post-colonial South Africa. In a nutshell, what is the task that you are setting out and have already set out to do and achieve?
Well, the first thing we want to do really is to find out how young people experience and perceive sexuality. And at the same time, we also want to find out how that has a particular impact on whether they use sexual or whether they go to sexual health kind of clinics and interact with sexual health interventions, really.
Hmm. Yeah, and we're just trying to get to understand, like, what's on young people's minds when it comes to sex, sexuality. How do they perceive it? How does it shape their realities? What kinds of movements are they forming? You know, how are they documenting themselves? Those kinds of things. So we've got a really interesting mix of people that we're going to be interacting with over the course of the entire study.
Nolwazi, you're a senior lecturer in anthropology at the University of Witwatersrand and presently a senior researcher and director of the Medical Humanities Program at the WISA. You obtained your PhD in anthropology from the University of Cambridge. Wildly, wildly impressive. Super, super smart. What is it about this specific narrative and this specific project that you're finding the most interesting as you begin to unpack it?
Well, I think what's interesting and actually quite new about this project is bringing together a whole bunch of people from different disciplinary backgrounds. So we have on the team, we have a biomedical researcher, we have a composer, we have an artist, a conceptual artist. Lev was an anthropologist as well. And in the symposium, we're bringing together a whole lot of people from biomedicine, from public health, from law, from the media, the young people themselves. So the project is actually just going to have lots of people from lots of voice backgrounds, hopefully giving us different opinions about this.
Lebo, how did this all come about? How did all these people get into a room and start figuring out that this is what they were going to be doing and the workshops that they were going to be running and this was going to be what it was going to be about?
Well, Nolwazi can actually speak to that better because I got the call to join from her.
Cool, yeah. Okay.
Well, it started off with something. I think, actually, Anastasia would probably be best placed. So Anastasia and Ed are both in Cape Town at UCT.
Yeah.
And they already run a public engagement project called Awaza. And it's through the films that the Awaza youth made, which touched on sexuality, that that gave them the idea that it would be interesting to bring anthropology and some of the public engagement strategies of Awaza together. And that's how this project came about, really.
What so far has been really interesting in terms of some of the feedback and the output that you've got in putting the project together?
Well, right now we've got a lot of people that are, you know, keen to join us. So our speakers, as we've mentioned, are from a vast array of backgrounds. So the study hasn't started yet. What we're going to do is the study is going to come on the back end of the symposium. So the symposium is bringing everybody together, their ideas, their expertise, all in one room, you know, because you've got people, like we said, from biomedical. We've got artists on the bill as well. We've got people who are journalists. We're all coming together to speak about sexuality. And from there, we'll be able to basically put the components of our study together for when we do the workshops. So we're going to have a research project with the young people, and that's going to come from the workshop as well. But the symposium is mainly to just get all these ideas and these brains together.
I mean, it's an incredible time to be doing something like this, a project like this. I wonder what something like this would have looked like, or if it even would have existed 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Are people moving more towards a space where they want to speak about sex outside of a bedroom? Because, I mean, for a lot of people, like, it's always the birds and the bees and the kids, and do they find out from the parents, and that's like the first encounter with sex. Are we, as a society, and let's make it a South African society, are we getting better at talking about sex?
I think so. And we're getting better at speaking about sexuality, you know, broadly, right?
Yeah.
So a film like Nqeba just came out, you know, that's looking at sexuality, and, you know, sexuality and how it interacts with culture. You've got the Cosmopolitan magazine cover that came out with Laverne Cox and many of our transgender and queer models in there as well. So I think it's a wonderful time for us to speak about the fact that sex isn't just, you know, what happens between private parts, but it's about, you know, sexuality and your identity and how you live and move in the world. So that's a lot of what our study will be looking at as well.
And I mean, certainly the way that we consume content around this or have these discussions with the advent of digital it's completely different now. The fact that someone can go onto Twitter and have these conversations, and it's perhaps only that we see more and more stuff around sexuality and, you know, people in different sort of sexual contexts in traditional media because of what happens on social media and because people drive that and have a voice now that they didn't have a voice before. Mm-hmm. How is digital going to factor into this project?
Okay, so right now we have our website and we have our Twitter. So our Twitter is Well Sexuality. Our website is wellsexuality2018.wordpress.com.
Dope.
And that's where we're going to be basically putting everything on. So it's an academic kind of coming together, but we also wanted to be able to reach people who won't be able to be with us. So we'll be using digital media in those ways. And also we'll be speaking to a lot of people and engaging with people who have big followings on social media as well. So hopefully they'll be able to get their people to plug in. But overall, we wanted to live on Twitter, on WordPress, and just try to give it a life outside of the room that we'll be working in on the day. And also, something really fantastic, we're going to have an exhibition at the Kalashnikov Gallery on the 8th, and that's like part of our evening program.
Wow.
So our day program is like more academic sit-down presentations with artists, but the evening program, Kalashnikov Gallery, we're going to have an exhibition where Nico Athene will be exhibiting. Our little exhibition party is called I'll Show You Mine If You Show Me Your Wallet. That's a line by Nico Athene, you know, addressing sexuality. And we're going to have Faga on the bill performing and a whole lot of other really fantastic artists and DJs. So it's going to be like a party, but an exhibition. So it's serious, but it's also fun. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds really cool.
Yeah.
What do you hope to get out of all of this, Nolwazi? What social change do you hope to inspire with this project and sort of spearheading something like this?
I suppose let me just explain, this is a seed project.
Yeah.
And the idea is that the project can get bigger if we get more funding. And so what we hope to do is actually, with the symposium, is to bring these people together and set up networks for future collaboration. And a bigger project we're thinking of would be one that looks at sex intergenerationally, not in terms of intergenerational sex, but sex and ideas of sex among older people, among younger people, among teenagers and so forth.
And it's amazing. I mean, just yesterday we were having a conversation with a young South African playwright who has done an intergenerational piece between sort of three generations of women and just how, you know, their relationships vary and their roles vary. What is, for both of you, the most interesting thing about being alive in 2018 versus in another year? Because certainly this conversation that we're having now, like, it's cool. It's not a conversation that 2010 would have really hosted. It's not a conversation that 1990 would have hosted, 1980 would have hosted. So what's cool about being alive right now?
For me, it's definitely social media. It's the way that we all have access to each other and access to conversations in ways that we never could have imagined like 10 years ago, you know? So just waking up and having access to thoughts, conversations, critical debate, I think it's like an incredible... And I mean, it's been like this for a few years, but it definitely is markedly different from previous generations. Yeah.
And I guess for me, it's seeing people kind of willing to break through boundaries, so disciplinary boundaries, which is really what this project is about. And it's really interesting. Many people have been very excited, and most people we've invited have said yes.
Yeah.
And that's been incredible.
Well, it's a fantastic project. In a little bit, we're going to touch base with Anastasia, who's in Cape Town. Anything we should know about Anastasia before, like, speaking to her? Like, any inside scoop pre-research stuff? Yeah, what should I definitely ask her? What should I not ask her?
You should definitely ask her about the Wellcome Trust. Yeah, because that is super interesting, and they're like the body from where we got the seed grant from to do all of this cool work. So she'll give you the scoop on that.
Fantastic. Other side of this, we're talking Wellcome Trust with Anastasia Lebo and Nolwazi, still in the building. More next. All right, Nolwazi still hanging out. Lebo still hanging out. We're going out of Cape Town to touch base with Anastasia Koch, who is a junior research fellow at the Molecular Mycobacteriology Research Unit and the Institute of Infectious Disease and Molecular Medicine at the University of Cape Town. She's also the project manager of EWASA. Anastasia, the first thing I've been told to ask you about is the Wellcome Trust. So that is the first thing I'm going to ask you about. Tell me about the Wellcome Trust.
Hello. So the Wellcome Trust is a global biomedical charity. And the way the organization started was, so Henry Wellcome died in, I guess, the early 1900s, and he donated all his money to biomedical research. And what they did was they reinvested that, so they're one of the biggest funders of biomedical research globally.
Wow.
But they also have a really keen interest in public engagement and in humanities and the arts.
Hmm.
And so the way there was a project really started, and I guess which led into this project, was we started doing public engagement that was funded by the Wellcome Trust.
Wow.
And what we did is we teach young learners in Khayelitsha about biomedical research around tuberculosis. And then together with Ed, we teach these learners to make documentaries about TB in Khayelitsha. So it's a group of young teenagers that make their own documentaries about TB in Khayelitsha. And what happened was, one group of learners came to us and said, oh, we want to make a December project. And we were like, do they just want to take cameras home for fun? And it was actually a really good proposal. And what the learners proposed was to make a documentary about lesbians in Khayelitsha, young lesbian women. And so we got chatting with Nolwazi, and that was sort of, I guess, the genesis for this project. So all of these learners will be, these films will be screened at the symposium. And the learners will be part of the symposium, which I think is really valuable, because I think these young people can contribute a lot to the discourse around sexuality.
Hmm.
So that's a sort of a longer answer. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's a fantastic answer, and it gives a great context to how you've arrived at where you have. Certainly, though, the overarching theme in all of this is that there is an incredible need to really reflect a stronger message around sexuality and sexual health in a South African context. And there's just more stuff that needs to be out there than what there has been in the past. I mean, that's pretty much the consensus here, right?
Yeah, definitely. And trying to just get people to open their minds more, to be more accepting of each other. And I guess you sow those seeds when you get to know what young people are thinking, what young people are doing, what their conversations are amongst each other in their communities. And that's what we're trying to get, especially with our workshops.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anastasia?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And I think also sort of sexual health programs and public health messages should really be based on what works for young people. And it should be taken from the perspective of what young people are thinking and what is going to sort of resonate with them. And I don't know that there's been a lot of research around that, but I think we really need to listen to young people and what they're thinking when we design these messages and public health programs. So that's, I guess, the focus of the workshops. And we do this in a very, very informal way. So the workshops are going to be structured. We'll have a couple of talks from sort of biomedical researchers, artists, and activists. And then Ed will guide the young people that are part of workshops to do interviews and photography with their peers to document thoughts of sexuality and notions of sexuality within their context. And so we hope that that will generate some research that the anthropologist team can use to mine these ideas. So it's very learner-driven and young person-driven.
Absolutely. Well, it's fantastic. Anastasia, thank you so much for joining us on the line there, a junior research fellow at the MMRU. I said it out fully the first time.
Yes.
So there we go. The Institute of Infectious Disease and Molecular Medicine at UCT, also the project manager at EWASA. Anastasia, thanks so much for hanging out.
Sure.
Lebo Nolwazi, what's the final word here? How do people, the average person can just get involved in this, right? I mean, what's the process? How does if somebody's really interested in all of this, play their part? Is it a tweet? Do they come to something? Do they email someone? How do they get involved?
Well, I'll speak first about the symposium. The symposium is a closed symposium at the moment, but we have an open session over lunchtime on the 8th of March.
Cool.
Between 1 and 2, and our speakers will be speaking on law and sexuality.
And then for our evening program on the 8th of March, from 6 p.m., people can join us at the Kalashnikov Gallery in Bromfontein. They're at the bottom of Bromfontein, like when you've gone past Kitchener's there, in that parking lot. We're going to be there for our event called I'll Show You Mine If You Show Me Your Wallet. We're going to have Nico Athene exhibiting, and we're going to have a performance from the duo Faga, and we're going to have more performances and more DJs as well. So that's going to be more of like a party, so they can definitely come and join us for that. And please can they have a look at our blog, which is wellsexuality2018.wordpress.com for more information on our workshops, on everything that we'll be doing. And also they can follow us on Twitter at wellsexuality.
Fantastic. Well, an unbelievable project, and certainly you said it was a pilot project, but we hope that it goes from strength to strength as the year progresses, because certainly there just needs to be more conversation and more dialogue around this. Less around other stuff that we see on social media, like people dropping albums maybe, although that plays a part. We got to talk about music, but we got to talk about serious issues as well, and social media is there to help us do that. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. That's Lebohang Masango there, a master's candidate in social anthropology at WITS. She's also a children's book author, poet, and writer, and Nolwazi Mkwanazi, who is a senior lecturer in anthropology at WITS. And just, I mean, Nolwazi, your list of achievements goes on for days and days and days. So just Google Nolwazi if you want to see how you should be successful in life. Ladies, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.